Here's a thought I'll title, Enough Camera for the Purpose. The other day I was working on a project that involved images from the last 25 years or so. So all digital images, from my earliest digital cameras and from my most recent digital camera. And that got me thinking about cameras in general. In my life, I've owned and used a number of film cameras, an 8x10 camera. For a while, I had a 5x7 camera. And for 20-some-odd years, a medium-format monorail camera. I've used 35mm cameras and twin-lens reflex cameras and over a dozen different digital cameras. And to that list, I should probably add half a dozen phones that have been pretty good cameras, too. Isn't it interesting that when I look at my finished artwork, I rarely remember anything about which camera was used? And by looking at the pictures, I couldn't tell you which camera or even which medium was used. Which leads to an obvious question. When I go out photographing today, does it make a difference which camera I bring with me? Does it make a difference what brand, what format, what style? As long as I have enough camera for the purpose, do I need to put any more thought into which camera I use? The answer appears to be no, because looking backwards, using different cameras or different formats doesn't show up in my pictures. Now, of course, the camera manufacturers would have us believe that the choice of cameras is all important. Not only what format, but how many megapixels, what model, what style, what brand, all of that's supposed to be incredibly important. So they want us to spend all that time reviewing cameras, upgrading cameras, buying cameras, camera reviews, etc. But does it make a difference? Or more specifically, more precisely, I should say, does it make a difference as long as you have enough camera for the purpose? I've said for years that if what you want to make is 4-foot prints, well, then you'd better pay attention to the megapixels that are in your camera. But if you want to publish a book, and that's the ultimate goal for your work, either a magazine or a book or a print-on-demand book blurb or something like that, do you realize that all you really need is a 12-megapixel camera? Or that a 13x19-inch print, which is a pretty good-sized print, bigger than the old 11x14s of yesteryear, that only requires a 20 to 25-megapixel camera. So the whole question about cameras and technology and capabilities and all of that boils down to one really simple question. What is your purpose? What do you want to make? Why do you want to make it? Why is it important that your artwork be made that way? If you need to make a 4-foot print, I think that deserves a little analysis, a little introspection about why a 4-foot print is important. And of course, there may be a dozen different reasons why a 4-foot print is important, and that should influence what you purchase and how you use your equipment. But for the vast majority of us, we're never going to make a 4-foot print. And what does that imply relative to the camera that we need? Again, enough camera for the purpose. Anything more than that is sort of wasting time, wasting money, wasting hard drive space, and far exceeding what we actually need. I often think of this as, imagine a painter who prepared an 8-foot canvas and then made on that 8-foot canvas a 12-inch painting. How silly. We'd say the frame, the canvas size, didn't match the painting that was about to be created. Same thing for us photographers. Which all leads to one final conundrum, and that is, most of us, most of the time, don't know what it is that we want to create when we're out photographing with whatever chosen camera we've brought with us. We're just out there looking for things. But doesn't that have to do with subject more than it has to do with medium of presentation? And medium of presentation is more a career-defining train of thought than it is an image-defining train of thought. If what you want to make is books or chapbooks or folios or field notes, which is what I'm interested in, for me that leads to an easy decision. Anything over 20 megapixels or so is a waste, unless I want to do an awful lot of cropping, which I almost never do because I'd rather do it optically. Enough camera for the purpose always leads us directly to the questions, what purpose and why, which are aesthetic questions, perhaps even highly personal questions, rather than technological ones.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.